You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Welcome aboard. It is a Tuesday, February 4th edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes joining me coming up in just a moment. Isaac Elzing on the other side of the glass, our trusty producer and right-hand man. We got a good show coming up for you. We'll look back at last night's Iowa State loss at Kansas. Look ahead to Iowa and Purdue coming up tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. We'll talk a little bit of basketball all around the basketball world. A little bit of football news, and then we'll talk some wrestling. KJ Pilcher will join us coming up in the back half of the program here today as well. Texts are appreciated. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is the phone line as well. Again, 319-366-1600. Coming your way, 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker on a Tuesday that's not quite as warm as it has been. We are back to reality here a little bit. Mark joining me on the back porch in the southwest side. You may have gotten the heater back out, Mark. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott, Isaac, everyone. And that is a true statement. And, a lot going on. Basketball, wrestling, as you mentioned. I'm having fun for a little while today anyway with Super Bowl prop bets. You know, it's Super Bowl week.
I've heard that. We'll have the game for you coming up. I think we start things off, Isaac, at 1 o'clock with the pre-game show.
That sounds right. I think that's when it started last year. Give me 1 second. I'll pull up our schedule again.
I think it's the NFL preview followed by
1 o'clock. Super Bowl preview, 2 p.m. Super Bowl Insider. I don't know. There's a bunch of different shows.
We got the pre-game show, the pre-game show, and then the actual pre-game show before they actually get out there on the field. Sometime, I think, usually, around 5:40 or something like that is the usual kickoff where everybody times the national anthem for the only time during the year. I haven't even seen the prop. We're not doing the prop bet anthem, right, Mark? We're not doing that.
No, I passed that on that and the coin flip. There's no skill involved in that. In fact, in my case, there's very little skill in making picks in it.
And we've got a winner based on last night's Kansas-Iowa State game, Mark, to let the folks know about in the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, the penultimate edition for the year of the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6.
Yeah, the last remaining pick on the board was the Kansas-Iowa State game last night. You and Dave picked Kansas, and the result was you won the week at 4-2. Dave also 4-2, but you won on the tiebreaker. More importantly, one listener won a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway.
Who is that, Isaac?
That would be Scott.
Scott.
Picked you.
Scott picked Scott. I like the synergy.
That was your 12th pick six win of the year, by the way, which is more than everyone else combined, Scott.
Ooh.
Everyone else has 10 combined, if I'm doing my math right. If I made sure I didn't miss anyone. But I'm pretty sure Mark has 4, Dave has 4, Spencer has 2. And you have 12.
12. That's a good year, man.
That's over half. There's been 23 weeks, so you're over 50% as far as being the winner.
I almost should require a 1-900 number, right?
Might just be one off here. I don't want to get you too confident in yourself here.
Trust me, I am not confident. The golf season has started, as Mark and I know. Scotty Scheffler got a top 10. Didn't matter. But we'll give Scott a call coming up, and he's going to get a $30 gift card from Emil's Hideaway. And that'll be coming to him. And we've got one more opportunity for you coming up this Friday with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6, our final edition of the year. And, I'm getting closer and closer to paying a lot of attention to the Super Bowl, Mark. Not quite there yet. It's only Tuesday of Super Bowl week, so I think it's going to be a good one. A lot of people picking the Philadelphia Eagles, and that's fine, and I think the Eagles have a dandy chance to win this game coming up.
Well, the odds would suggest that. It's a point and a half. I suppose you can get either side of that, 2.5 or even less, but at least a lot of people think it's going to be a pretty good game. I saw Cooper DeGene from Iowa talking about going up against Xavier Worthy this week, and you know, all the players meeting the media. Super Bowl is one thing I never covered in my career, and I'm frankly glad I didn't.
You didn't want to be one of those guys at Super Bowl Media Day asking, you know, if you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be and why?
It takes all kinds at the Super Bowl, I think. And I know a lot of our colleagues, I should say, have been to the Super Bowl, covered it. We're on an anniversary of Kurt Warner winning the Super Bowl with the Rams. And a lot of local media covered that. We're able to cover that, and that's terrific. But I'm looking forward to a really good game. You know, the only thing I really care about is if it lands on my numbers in the pool. And that's and Scott, my numbers are 9-7, and only one time in 58 years has the final score landed on 9-7. So I don't think it's going to bode well for me.
You and Rusty have your fingers crossed, though, right?
Of course we do.
Best of luck to you. 319-366-1600. Yeah, it's been, oh, man. I mean, Super Bowl media days back in the day were actual media gatherings, and now they've just kind of turned into circus atmospheres over the last two decades or so. Maybe, I mean, going back to the start of this century, I mean, you've got, you know, 8-year-olds there sent by networks and this and that and late night shows and then magazines and or websites of questionable background sending people. And it just kind of, it jumped the shark a long time ago. Right, Isaac?
I'm more upset about how far Super Bowl logos have gone. They don't look very fun anymore.
No.
They're not fun. They're all very bland. That's very depressing in my opinion.
They used to be very individualistic.
Yeah, they used to be, everyone felt unique. Now they're all kind of the same font, same so they're sort of color pattern. Maybe it changes based off the city a little bit, but the font is all the same. It's always the same style. There's no variation.
Same thing, and that goes for a lot of things. I know the Indianapolis 500 logo, a lot of people have been complaining over the last 5 or 6 years that it has stayed pretty much the same standard with just a little bit of variation and other things. Big events like that have also, the Final Four used to have its unique logo, and now that's kind of gone to one, I guess, you know, rinse and repeat, if you will. 319-366-1600. Let's get to basketball. Last night, Iowa State falling to the Kansas Jayhawks, a game that Kansas took by the horns early and really never let go, Mark, as Iowa State falls 69-52. Third straight loss for the Cyclones. They are now 17-5. And Iowa State, as I look this up here, tied for fourth. Now in the Big 12 Conference, along with Kansas and Baylor and BYU in the loss column. Baylor and BYU have 6 wins. Iowa State and Kansas with 7 wins. And as Curtis Jones said after the game, Mark, Iowa State did a lot of things well. One of them that they did not do well, though, was put the biscuit in the basket. I think 3 of 21 from beyond the arc again. Another game where they really missed Momchilovich in there. Defense was okay. Transition, Kansas got out a few times. That alley-oop from half court was amazing. That brought the ghosts out in the rafters at Fog Allen Fieldhouse, certainly. But It was a game that you never really thought in the second half that Kansas was ever going to be threatened.
No, and I'm not surprised at the result. I'm surprised at the ease with which Kansas won. And Kansas was in an interesting spot because after blowing that big lead against Baylor, Iowa State was in a tough spot too. It happened to be on the road. Now three losses in a row. The last two games struggled scoring points. Iowa State figured out the turnover issue. Iowa State had turned the ball over 18 times against Arizona and 18 times against Kansas State. It was only 7 last night. And the Cyclones got 17 offensive rebounds. Those are two very positive stats. But the fundamental thing in basketball is putting the basketball through the hoop. And that's what Iowa State did not do. And now you're asking yourself, is Iowa State all that? You know, at one time I said this is a team that could go to the Final Four and maybe be a contender for the national championship. I kind of got to back off on that. I still think it's a very good basketball team, and Momcilovic is going to be back. T.J. Otzelberger is too good a coach to let this thing linger too much longer, but couple head scratch of that Arizona game could have went either way, but the last two have been kind of ugly.
Yeah, they have been. With that being said, I still think this is a good basketball team. I agree with you. I think it's a basketball team that needs to just get some confidence once again. It's a long season. We talked about it yesterday. Every team, well, I won't say every team, 98% of the teams out there are going to go through a slump at some point during the season. Just the ticket might be coming up on Saturday. First of all, 6 days off for Iowa State. Well, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Anyway, they don't play from Monday night until Saturday. You're going to have a charged-up crowd even more because College Game Day, the basketball edition, is going to be in Ames for Iowa State TCU. That game, by the way, has been moved up an hour due to ESPN being there. So if you have plans to go, it is not going to be a noon start. It is now an 11 o'clock start on Saturday morning. And they've also moved up the women's game that afternoon up an hour as well. So Iowa State and TCU will now be an 11 o'clock game on Saturday. And Jamie Dixon's team, they might be in a bad situation, kind of like Iowa when they went to UCLA after Mick Cronin got on the guys. This could be a bad, bad time to play Iowa State if you're TCU.
Yeah, you would have thought that with Iowa State playing Kansas State, too, after Iowa State dropped that disappointing game at Arizona, but that didn't work out so well. Something's got to change here, and you mentioned a better part of a week to figure things out. 27-23 weighing in on the text line. I never bought into Iowa State being dominant, especially after that Iowa game.
Being there at Carver that night, Iowa played their best 30 minutes of the year in that game. I really think that. The Iowa-Iowa State game, and then I thought it was good of Iowa State to come back in that atmosphere. Granted, there were a lot of Cyclone fans there, but I kind of thought Iowa State was a championship team based on that game. So, yeah, I don't know. Two ways to look at it, 96-63, and that's fine. They just don't look the same since 96-63. They're standing around a lot more than they did the first of the year and look like they don't know what they're doing. And I think they obviously miss Momcilovic, no doubt about it. They're kind of waiting for somebody. They're doing a little bit more one-on-one right now than they've done in the past. And I think that's going to get fixed and rectified a little bit. Keyshawn Gilbert loves to take it in the lane, and he even said last night after the game, that lane's getting more clogged now. I thought that was a great soundbite from him. But Iowa State's going to be okay. They're going to be okay. Now, as far as bracketology is concerned, there's a fresh bracketology from Joe Lunardi today. among others. And Iowa State is a 3 seed now. They are on the top line of the 3 seeds, the number 9 overall, but they did fall to a 3. And the net did fall a couple to 9 last night. 319-366-1600. 1433 says, as an Iowa fan, I would be surprised if Iowa State isn't in the Elite Eight. Just need to get healthy. But that is a team no one wants to play in a tournament setting. I agree. If they get healthy, they get their entire roster back, Mark, I still like this Iowa State team.
Yeah, I don't know if it can get back to, they played some, Iowa State played some of its best basketball over Thanksgiving in Hawaii, and then when it came home and beat Marquette at home. But, you know, aside from that Auburn game out there in Hawaii, beat Dayton. Dayton isn't all that. And Colorado, which is awful right now. You thought those were going to be two pretty good wins. And, but that Marquette win was terrific. At home, Marquette, one of the best teams in the country. So, again, you know, you have to give opponents, credit as well, because they scout and they figure out different things. It's a constant chess match in basketball. Certain matchups are more favorable than others. So I too think Iowa State's going to be fine, but kind of maybe not alarming, but troublesome the last couple games.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. By the way, Charlie Cream's women's basketball bracketology, fresh one out today. Did not move Iowa up as much as I thought he would with that win over USC. Got them out of the first four. Iowa State still in the first four, but Iowa now in the first or the last four byes as a 10th seed, and would have to play in Storrs, Connecticut right now in the first round against Baylor, and then if they somehow beat Baylor, would have to more than likely play UConn on their home court. So that's not exactly the a great recipe for a long run in the NCAA tournament, but hey, there's a lot of basketball left to be played, as you like to point out, Mark.
There is. And we know one team that's not going to be in the NCAA tournament, and that's Iowa, men.
Yeah, unless we see somebody step up in a big way starting tonight. It's Iowa and Purdue. That is the 6 o'clock game tonight down at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. That will be on the Peacock, by the way, tonight. So make plans if you do not have the Peacock. 7th-rated Purdue is on a roll as of late. The Boilermakers right now 1 game behind the Michigan State Spartans in the Big Ten standings. It's the shorter Purdue, if you will. There's no Zach Edey this year, but that doesn't mean that there is no shortage of great players for Matt Painter and the Purdue Boilermakers coming in, Mark. It's still Purdue, and Iowa is going to be very much shorthanded tonight.
And unless Iowa plays on the level that it did against, say, in Indiana and that blowout victory over the Hoosiers, I don't give Iowa much of a chance tonight, although I am surprised the odds makers have it as a 7-point game. Purdue favored by 7. I thought it would be more than that, especially since Owen Freeman is out. How Fran McCaffrey handles that post position. Will he start Dembele? Will he start Mulvey? Will he even start Evan Bronze? What's the starting lineup going to look like? And more importantly, who's going to get the bulk of the minutes there in the middle to take up, arguably Iowa's best player being out?
Yeah. This is a Purdue team going into the year. The preseason Big Ten player of the year was Braden Smith. Well, and he's had a decent year, averaging 16 points and 8.8 assists per game. That is outstanding. But Trey Kaufman Wren is leading this Purdue team in scoring right now. Fletcher Lawyer there as well. It's a guard, more of a guard-oriented Purdue team than you have seen Matt Painter bring into Iowa City in a long, long time. And they get up and down the court a little bit more. They can beat you in the transition game, which is obviously a little bit different than when they had Zach Edey patrolling the paint the last few years.
Yeah, it's a good Purdue team. Not a great Purdue team. May win the Big Ten. We shall see. But Iowa's inefficiencies still remain and may be more pronounced now that Owen Freeman out for the season, and that's rebounding. Iowa's the poorest rebounding team in the Big Ten and in the country. So that wart still is there.
Well, the other thing that a lot of people are now paying a lot of attention to is the fact that, again, 15 teams make the Big Ten tournament out of the 18 in the league. So you have to avoid 16th, 17th, and 18th. And with a loss tonight and with Wisconsin looming on Saturday, Iowa at 4-6 right now. The teams with eight losses are on the bottom of the Big Ten, and they are Penn State, Northwestern, Minnesota, and the Washington Huskies. Iowa owns a victory over Northwestern, lost to Minnesota. Keep that in mind. Also beat Penn State, so they got a few tiebreakers at this point. But boy, if you want to avoid not going to Indianapolis and having a lot of speculation falling upon this program, Mark, probably best to win one out of two this week. And I, quite frankly, I don't know if I see an avenue to doing that.
It's pretty sad, really, when you're talking about not the NCAA tournament, not the NIT, but making the Big Ten tournament when a large percentage of the teams do make it. And even if you do make it as a 13, 14, 15 seed, it's no bargain whatsoever.
It isn't. 3:26, we're going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up here in just a little bit. Got a lot of things happening tonight. We got regional wrestling, high school regional wrestling to talk about. With KJ, the state duels will come up on Saturday at Extreme Arena right after the girls state wrestling tournament, which will be down there on Thursday and Friday, the first year of the two-class format for that. You got Iowa and Penn State to look back on. So a lot of things to talk about here in the world of wrestling, and we'll do that coming up in just a couple of moments. Need to get it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right across from the Lindale Mall next to the Home Depot, and they're open at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. And stop on by. Tell them that everybody at KGYM sent you. What do we got?
Tiger Woods announced today that his mother and one of his biggest supporters has died. Coltita Woods was 78. No cause of death announced. West Virginia made it official today in announcing Tucker DeVries would miss the rest of the basketball season. DeVries, the former Drake star, was injured early this season and will have shoulder surgery tomorrow. West Virginia plans to apply for a medical red shirt for DeVries. Iowa's loss at Penn State last Friday dropped the Hawkeyes one spot to number 3 in the national wrestling rankings released today. Oklahoma State moved up to number 2 behind Penn State. Those two teams do not meet in the dual portion of the season. And finally, legendary announcer Dick Vitale will make his return behind the mic in college basketball Saturday for the Clemson-Duke game. Vitale, who last worked a game 22 months ago, has battled four types of cancer in the past 4 years. Good to see Dick back.
Yeah, it'll be great to see Dick back. Is Dick Vitale the announcer that he was at one time? No, but he is still, to a lot of people, the face of college basketball. And college basketball is better when Dick Vitale is doing games. So we welcome him back with open arms. Isaac, I will ask you, I did not see the commitment today. Has it happened yet?
No, that's going to be tonight after, I believe it's his high school McCourt wrestles, and then after that, it's going to be around, I don't know, maybe 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay.
I that's just estimate. I can't. I don't know for sure.
Do you have an inkling?
I was asked yesterday. I'm about 60% yes he's going to commit to Iowa because he said Spencer Lee is his idol, and I think Spencer being in that room is a big draw for him. But you never know. I mean, Penn State is Penn State. Oklahoma State is Oklahoma State. David Taylor is David Taylor. Kale Sanderson's Kale Sanderson. So it's hard to turn down. It's hard when those are your three options. It's hard. You can't really go wrong.
There were internet rumors earlier today. And again, these are internet rumors. Do not believe everything you read on the internet, ladies and gentlemen, listener, that Iowa was paying upwards of $5 million in NIL to get him to come to Iowa City.
Maybe.
I don't buy that.
Yeah, I would be surprised if the number's that big. There's a lot of numbers that are thrown out for as far as NIL stuff goes, so it's hard to believe anything, in my opinion, without... None of this like is public information. None of it has to be made public, so it's hard to buy any of that. I don't doubt that he's going to get a good sum of money. I'd be surprised if it was that big sum of money.
I would be.
I'd be surprised if it's a fraction of that. I mean, if it is that high, bad on Iowa. Don't spend that much money on one wrestler, no matter how good he is.
But also, good for him.
In my opinion.
Yeah, if it is that big, good for him, though. Like, he marketed himself really well, and if he got that amount of money, that's clearly what he worked for, and good for him if that's how much he was able to bring in.
It's going to make the Pennsylvanians very unhappy.
Yeah, I think they're doing just fine with the team they have over there.
319-366-1600. 5455 in the text line says, Drew Thelwell is the best player on that team, hands down. It might be. He might be the best overall team player offensively and defensively. For a while, I thought it was Josh Dix, but he's kind of gone into a slump here as of late. Somebody's got to step up, and it's probably not going to be a guard, although that would help. Riley Mulvey time? I think we're going to see a lot more of him. I think we're going to see a lot more of Laje Dembele than we've seen in the past. Somebody's got to step up for this Iowa men's basketball team. And Greg says the win mark better not be on Saturday. Greg,
don't worry, Greg.
Greg,
don't
are you worry. Going to Carver on Saturday? That's my question for the 12 noon start for Iowa and Wisconsin. Let us know that. 319-366-1600. Now, 2325 Isaac says Bassett would be worth it if you have an in for his cousin and brother as well, then. So,
I guess I don't know. It's just that's a lot of money. I don't know what I was as far as wrestling goes. I don't know what its coffers look like. So, it's hard to speculate. It's a speculative number. I'd be surprised if it's that big.
All right, we'll talk a little wrestling when we come back. Going to talk a little bit about the Iowa State football schedule before 4 o'clock as well. That is out, as well as the other Big 12 schedules for 2025. And a big one tonight in high school basketball we'll get to. So a lot more before 4 o'clock. You're listening to the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. A reminder, go to our website at kgymradio.com and register to pay off your holiday bills with the Pay Off Your Holiday Bills giveaway. One winner as part of a multi-station contest is going to take home $5,000. So get all the details on our website at kgymradio.com. And also a reminder to listen in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 6:30 until 9 and text in the keyword when he announces it to win a pair of Win Before You Buy tickets to see Blues Traveler, the Gin Blossoms, and the Spin Doctors on July 7th at 6 o'clock at the McGrath Amphitheater in downtown Cedar Rapids. It's going to be a lot warmer then for that terrific show. We'll take a break. Come back. KJ joins us when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. Clouds are going to be building in this afternoon and temperatures are going to be in the 20s. It'll be chilly out there and that'll be the case as we end the week. For tonight, the clouds stay in place and temperatures only drop into the low 20s. Tomorrow in the morning, we'll start with clouds. There could be some flurries here and there. Temperatures rise to a high around 30. There'll be the chance for a wintry mix and some icy slick conditions, especially as we head into Wednesday evening on any untreated roads. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
We could all use a little getaway, a little relaxing stay. And while we're at it, some free play would be okay, wouldn't you say? Well, Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton has just the thing. The $99 Hotel Stay and Play Package is back. This special offer, only available for a limited time, gets you a one-night stay, $50 in free play, and a $50 dining credit at Lucky's Sports Bar and Grill. This special offer is good now through March 16th, but you can only redeem by calling in your reservation. 563-243-9000. Call 563-243-9000. You'll get a room, free play, and free dining credit. A 100% savings. This special is only available through this Thursday at 12 noon. Book today. Stay anytime through March 16th. Call 563-243-9000. That's 563-243-9000 for Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. You'd rather be here. Some blackout dates apply. Offer based on double occupancy.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate, paid for by Bayer. Empower.
Tim collects bobbleheads, a lot of bobbleheads, baseball bobbleheads, race car bobbleheads, little chihuahua bobbleheads. He's got an entire room strictly for bobbleheads. Does he need them? No. Is his wife mad about it? A little, but Tim works with Empower and he got good at money, so he can be a little bad. Ooh, horse bobblehead. Classy, Tim. Empower. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.
I had the worst dream last night. You were in a car crash and the kids and I were on our own. We had to move out of the house because I couldn't afford it anymore.
That's awful, huh?
My brother was saying he got life insurance from Ethos. With Ethos, it only took 10 minutes, and he got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day. It's all online. No medical exam. He just answered a few health questions right from his house.
Ethos, here we come.
Visit GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
Sample rate is a 10-year term life policy for 35-year-old healthy, non-smoking male. Billed monthly.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family could have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Kurt Gustafson or Lana Pierce at 319-363-7214.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
We're back. It is 3:37 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right here on 1600 ESPN. Cyclone Coaches Show comes up tonight. That'll be from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Right after Spencer on Sports, he will go from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Thanks for the information, Alex. Appreciate that. And Mark, Greg will not be going to Carver Hawkeye Arena on Sunday.
Oh, he has a good reason.
Saturday.
He has a good
reason. He does.
Good reason.
He does. All right. 319-366-1600 as we get into wrestling tournament season here on the high school front. College not too far behind. And with that in mind, KJ Pilcher kindly joins us here on a Tuesday on the Gym Class here in Eastern Iowa. And we were talking about Bassett's NIL and where he's going to go tonight. You're completely impartial on this. For yeah. You're not giving NIL, and other than to the Buena Vista Beavers, right?
Right. Maybe Loris, maybe Truman State now, but I'm just gonna burst everybody's balloon that might be listening to this. He's not getting $5 million. It's hard enough. It took years to raise $25 million for a state-of-the-art facility. They're not writing a check for $5 million to one wrestler in any non-revenue sport. I'm sorry, I just don't buy it. I just don't see that being the case. Could be absolutely dead wrong. And there's Daddy Warbucks out there. I know there are some very there are some deep pockets that do fund the program, but man, that's just a lot of cash for one wrestler. And
I just don't see that being the case. I remember when they first started allowing like NIL things to go on and talking to some people that did do merchandise, and you know, it was like, how much are they really making? And outside of the very, very elite, and even that wasn't a ton, you know, it was just spending money that they were making off their T-shirts and stuff like that. It wasn't anything substantial, and I can't believe in a couple years, in a few years, that it's ballooned to where a recruit is going to see $5 million in monies through NIL. I don't even think there are a lot of football players or revenue sport athletes that see that kind of payday, but I could be wrong.
Mark.
No, I'm with you, KJ. I think it's gotten out of control, and out of control also was the Penn State-Iowa wrestling meet. What everybody wants to know is how you feel about Ferrari, who wrestled very well, went out for Arnold after the lead up to the whole thing, and what your thoughts were on that.
Yeah, you know, I think Tom Brands made it clear it was a coach's decision on that. You know, boy, it really is anticlimactic to see Angelo Ferrari go out there instead of Gabe Arnold after everything that had gone on during the week and after the Ohio State duel. But, you know, I guess I would have liked to seen it, but you don't know what Gabe's dealing with. You don't know some of the things that, you know, Tom Brands said they're trying to manage his workload pretty much over the season. So, you know, if that's the case, you kind of have to respect it. Not to mention, you know, I think it's a good gauge for Angelo Ferrari if he's going to redshirt to see exactly where he's at right now against people like that when you have the dates that you can use before burning your red shirt. So there might be some gamesmanship a little bit to where, hey, you don't want somebody to kind of get a feel for one of your guys until, you know, the postseason comes around and hoping that you might be able to pull something off. So there could be a lot of factors involved. It sounds mostly like it was a coach's decision. Tom Brands alluded to the fact after Maryland, where Arnold wrestled against a top 10 guy in Jackson Smith and won in the tiebreaker one, 2-1, that Gabe wasn't necessarily real happy with the decision Friday. And I don't know, maybe there is a little bit to they think that was their best chance to win, but the duel was out of hand by that point, so that doesn't really make too much sense. But the one thing that you always kind of know, there's only one person that it needs to make sense to, and that's Tom Brands. And a lot of times, he doesn't care if it makes the masses happy. It's whatever he thinks is the best decision for the team and for the wrestlers, and you just kind of have to live with it.
Very true. We got high school regional duels tonight around the state, including several in our neck of the woods anyway. Where are you off to tonight?
I'm heading up to Independence for the 2A regional duel up there. We've got Solon and Benton Community in the semifinal there, and then the Mustangs will have a chance to wrestle the winner for a state berth. You know, it's just the perfect example of the strength of the WAMAC. You know, Williamsburg came away with their team, the conference title on Saturday. They showed their depth and balance, having all 14 guys placed there. The teams as a whole, the conference as a whole has shown, it is, I don't think it's an argument that it's the best wrestling conference in the area now. I mean, they've got six teams in the regional dual fields. Independence, obviously, is hosting. Williamsburg will host, and will face the winner of number 18, West Liberty, and number 19, Anamosa. West Delaware hosts as well. They're ranked number 2 and will face the winner of number 20, North Fayette Valley, and number 22, Union Community. And then you've got Mount Vernon also in the field. They have a really competitive regional field down at Assumption, where they'll take on number 12, Burlington Notre Dame. The winner will face number 6, Assumption. But remember, Mount Vernon at the beginning of the year was ranked number 1. So that's a very capable team that's been to the state duels in recent years. They're a dangerous team, and so is Burlington Notre Dame. They're pretty hot, too. So you've got those WOMAC teams really, really showing their mettle and their worth in Class 2A. And I'd be surprised if there isn't 3 to 4 teams that are in the 2A bracket at Extreme Arena on Saturday in Class 2A.
Conference meets last week. KJ, you alluded to the WOMAC. The Mississippi Valley Conference Super Meet, Linmar prevailed. They'll be in duels tonight. And as you predicted, the individual champs, there was a smattering with 8 different schools represented on the top of the stands. So pretty darn good, entertaining meet, huh?
Yeah, oh for sure. And, you know, that's the thing. I think through the first 5 weight classes, you had 5 different schools represented atop a podium. So, you know, I always like that parity. And like you mentioned, there were about a handful of teams that had multiple champs and 8 total. Linmar, you know, they were the favorite coming in, and they kind of held serve. They were just a little too deep. And, you know, they had 6 in the finals, 8 in the semis. So that's advancing a lot. You know, they're a real balanced team. And, of course, that's why they jumped up to number 4 in the dual rankings. And, of course, they host number 17, Bondurant, Farrar, and North Scott tonight. I think they're good bet to get to the state duels. But, you know, they got a couple championships from Malik DeBow at 126, and then Barrett Miras at 165. Malik DeBow, a real interesting that he became a 3-time conference champ for Linmar, as well as Iowa City West's Alex Pierce. And Pierce has a chance to come back to win a 4th conference title, which will put him in really select company, you know, with the likes of Mitch Mueller and guys like that, Nate Moore. But Iowa City West ended up 2nd. They had the most individual champs with 3, in addition to Pierce, who probably won the marquee final, beating Prairie's Dylan Munson, the 2-time state finalist for the championship there at 113. Cole Crutzfeldt at 138, and then Justin Avila, who won the 2nd straight 150-pound title, and also claimed his 150th career win in that major decision victory in the finals there as well. And, of course, you know, mention that he won by major decision. Crutzfeldt won by technical fall, and the reason why that's a big deal because they only edged Xavier by 0.5 points for 2nd place. The Saints had 2 champs in Dusty Cook at 190 and John Goma at 215. Xavier's best finish that they've had as a team, and of course they find themselves in the regional dual field as well tonight. I think it's just the 3rd time the Saints have been in the regional duels. They're ranked 16th. They face number 15 Dallas Center Grimes, and the winner has number 5 Johnston after that. I forgot to mention, too, we mentioned the WOMAC teams, and you kind of forget Clear Creek and Amana since they're in 3A. They're a WOMAC team. They're in the regional duels again with Brad Smith pretty much, you know, keeping the progress going there for Kyle Fornes. They face Bettendorf tonight at Pleasant Valley. So they're back in it. Iowa City High travels to Indianola. They'll face Urbandale. Prairie will face Fort Dodge. Of course, the winner of that duel gets the unfavorable task to face number one Southeast Polk. So, you know, you're going over there probably to get one win, and then, you know, face the inevitable, I guess you would say. But still a good opportunity for Prairie to be in that regional dual field as well. And, of course, they had a champ Saturday with Chase Watkinson at 106 pounds, one of their two three finalists there. And, of course, one other individual performance really I want to point out from the MVC, Landon Bell from Iowa City Liberty. He ended up winning the 175-pound title, never finished better than fifth in that tournament. He avenged two losses, one a pin to Philip Jacobs of Winmar in the semifinals. He won 21-13 in that match to get to the finals, and then he beat Loudon Bloxham of Prairie 5-0, who Bloxham had beaten him last year. So a great performance from Landon Bell, who has just kind of sneakily climbed up the rankings there at 175 and 3A.
Yeah. If you like wrestling, Coralville's the place to be for 3 days. That's for sure, right?
It's really turned into a neat kind of gala of wrestling with the girls' state tournament Thursday and Friday, and then the state duels on Saturday. Wish it wasn't quite a quick turnaround from regional duels to state duels with those the 2 days of the girls' state tournament in between as immediate, you know, viewpoint, just because it's so hard to get things turned around for the state tournaments. But it really is kind of a neat 3 day extravaganza of wrestling with the girls state tournament. And like you mentioned before, this will be something new to experience with the two classes down at Extreme Arena. Things get started Thursday at 10 a.m. Class 2A will have their first round, their quarterfinal round, and a couple consolation rounds there at 10 o'clock for 2A. And then 1A will have a session in the evening, 4:30 to 9 p.m. roughly, with the same. Friday they'll come back with both classes, the championship semifinals and consolations, the seventh place matches, and then they'll wrestle the championship bouts, third and fifth place matches, Friday night at 6 p.m., for everybody. So really neat there. It'll be interesting to kind of see some of the how things fall out. You know, Cedar Falls, they wrestled at Indy this week. They qualified 10. Waverly Shell Rock had 8 in Class 2A. And, of course, Cedar Rapids Prairie, they wrestled over at Jefferson. They had 8 qualifiers, Linmar with 5, and Amosa 2. Jefferson and Liberty each had 1. Cedar Rapids Kennedy advanced 5. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington each had a state qualifier, and then of course Iowa City High hosted and had 4 that got through the barrier with 2. So it'll be fun to kind of watch that action in Class 2A, and then, you know, in 1A, East Bach, that was a team that held their own against every school when it was one class, and now they're one of the leaders in Class 1A. They'll have 7 wrestlers, really tough lineup from the middle to the top for the Buccaneers. So should be really fun to see how this plays out with two classes.
Hey, enjoy it, KJ. We'll be reading it and encouraging others to do so. And we'll talk next week as we get ready for districts.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. KJ Pilcher of the Gazette joining us here on a Tuesday on the Gym Class. 3:53, we'll take a break, come back, and take a look at Iowa State's football schedule and more when we return on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this.
There's always something special at Siegel.
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Business owners, are you tired of hearing, "I didn't know you were here"? Frustrated that your unique story isn't being told? If your sales are flat or declining, it's time for a change. I'm Stacy Daybault, branding specialist and strategist with KZIA, and I have the solution. Brandsformation is a proven marketing system that delivers results. You'll have an entire team of experts working on your message to inspire and drive sales.
To schedule an appointment, call this station or text BRAND to 76626.
Back to wrap things up, 3:55 on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Mark Ironside joins us coming up tomorrow. Spencer on sports next from 4 until 6. Iowa State football schedule. The rest of the Big 12s are released today. Mark, at least looking at last year's records, a more daunting schedule for Iowa State in the Big 12. Obviously, they start in Ireland against Kansas State. Only 6 home games in Ames. 4 in the conference. So it'll be a 4-4 and then one neutral split, if you will. Iowa State gets Arizona this year. They get BYU. They get Arizona State. They get TCU. And they get Deion in Colorado, but he will not be coming to Ames. So it'll be Arizona at Cincinnati, at Colorado, BYU for homecoming, Arizona State on November the 1st, at TCU, Kansas, and then at Oklahoma State. So interesting schedule.
Yeah, even though it's only 6 home games, you do have Iowa at home in the non-conference, and certainly the rematch of the Big 12 championship with Arizona State and that BYU game also in Ames.
Yeah, and a trip to Arkansas State, which is very interesting. Tonight, here locally, a lot of things going on, including probably the biggest Kennedy-Linmar boys game, at least in 10 years, Mark, if not going back to the knockdown dragouts of the early 2000s between these two teams. It should be fun tonight at Kennedy.
Yeah, number 3 and 4 teams in the big class, and it should be a whale of a game. Maybe already lined up outside of Kennedy, I don't know. But, yeah, those games with Bohannon and Bohannons and Pages, and even back into the 80s when – a game at Carver Hawkeye Arena when these two teams met. Classic matchup, really.
Yeah, looking forward to bringing that game tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Still the only game ever at Carver back in 1984 when they had 8,500 for the Linmar Kennedy game with Lorenzen and the Andersons. After selling out the then Five Seasons Center downtown with over 8,000 for that game. Those were the days. Mark, we'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those.